Edna tried to remember. A month, probably, maybe 6 weeks. The story had only played locally and not for all that long. There were those who believed that she was a runaway. Katie Rochester turned 18 a few days before the disappearance. That made her an adult and thus lowered the priority a great deal. There was supposed trouble at home, especially with her strict, albeit quivering-lipped father. Maybe Edna had been mistaken. Maybe it wasn't her. One way to find out. Hurry, Edna said to Stanley. What? Where are we going? There was no time to reply. The girl was probably a block ahead by now. Stanley would follow. Stanley Rickenback, an OBGYN, was her second husband. Her first had been a whirlwind. A larger-than-life figure, too handsome and too passionate and, oh yeah, an absolute ass. That probably wasn't fair, but so what? The idea of marrying a doctor, this was 40 years ago, had been a fun novelty for husband one. The reality, however, had not sat as well with him. He had figured that Edna would outgrow the doc phase once they had children. Edna didn't. Just the opposite, in fact. The truth was, a truth that had not escaped her children, Edna loved doctoring more than motherhood. She rushed ahead. The sidewalks were crowded. She moved into the street, staying close to the curb, and sped up. Stanley tried to follow. Edna? Just stay with me. He caught up. What are we doing? Edna's eyes searched for the